chapter 12. Just say it. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3. Surprising ways I found healing. Because of my healthy upbringing by strong Christian parents and my dad, who became a biblical counselor while I was growing up, I knew I needed help big time. I could clearly distinguish between the relatively healthy me before abortion and the extremely disturbed me after abortion. I began to cry out to God to help me. He led me to get involved as a volunteer at a pregnancy center in a nearby city. As I went through their volunteer training and began peer counseling, my deeper understanding of life and abortion started healing me. God gave me opportunities to share my story with women and girls in untimely pregnancy situations. Each time one of them chose to give birth to her child, God started changing my visions of horror and death to the beauty of a newborn baby. Then I learned about the Bible study I've mentioned before, now called Forgiven and Set Free, that helps women heal from abortion trauma. At this point, I felt it was urgent to share my story because I knew that I couldn't possibly be the only woman in my church who was suffering. However, before I could tell my story publicly, I had to come clean with my family. So I shared with my sisters, my parents, and my husband about my abortions. It was not easy, but it was the most freeing experience I had had since reading that my sins were nailed to the cross. I asked my pastor if I could share my story at church and invite others to the study. He allowed me to share, and several women came to me afterwards saying that they'd been through this too and wanted to do the study with me. The study took us through the grief process, as well as addressing the sin. It helped us through the denial, anger, depression, and forgiveness issues, and enabled us to let go and give the control of our lives back to God. That study led to numerous others, and some participants from those groups went on to lead others in healing. Around that time, God led me to open a pregnancy center in my city, and I began to speak and share my story every chance I got. It took 3.5 years before the center opened, but my healing continued through this process. I know so many women and men who are still suffering years, even decades, after their abortion experiences, some who have gone through a healing study. Recently, I began to wonder why I am doing so well while others are not. The realization came to me that many continue to keep it a secret, in fear of the judgment of others, just as I did at the beginning. Even if they go through a healing Bible study, they continue to keep it a secret because it's still a taboo subject at church. They must keep it a secret, can't let anyone find out about this shameful thing in their past. As people keep their abortion a secret, Satan can continue to barrage them with the same lies. And yet, the first time I spoke my testimony out loud in front of other people, I shut the accuser down that instant. His gig with me was up. Now, it didn't matter anymore if anyone knew. His accusations became meaningless to me. The people in my life were loving and forgiving. Even if they hadn't been, I was now free from fear. Now, Satan has nothing with which to hold me captive regarding my abortions. I have continued to heal in specific areas over the years, but I overcame the biggest hurdle of all upon my telling. That, my dear friend, is why I'm doing so well. When I gave up the secret, my abortion-related fear instantly began to vanish along with it. God was finally allowed to do what He wanted in me and through me, because I was no longer hindered by that fear.